What's up, friends? It's Tuesday. It's the best day of the week. It's going up, and every day is the best day of the week. Welcome to the Christoph Lewis Podcast. Create your career. This is Contemplation with Christoph, number 62. And we are just cruising through episodes, four episodes a week, two conversations, which are the guests, and two contemplations, which is just yours truly. Everything in these episodes are directed towards making you the ultimate badass in life. Being happy in the moment is showing you that your goals are possible through hard work. But it's not just hard work. It's focused work. You need to have a plan. You need to execute. But you also need to be able to pull an audible and help some people out along the way. It's not all about just subscribing to a growth mindset and becoming the best version of yourself, which is awesome. But you have to help other people out. Think about how cool it is when people help you and are just overwhelmingly helpful and nice. That's the person I try to be, because I know that it's a rarity when people do that to me. So I want to pay that forward. So remember, you can find this episode and all the other contemplations and the conversations on christophlewis.com/podcast, and you can find it on any of your favorite podcast apps, and you can find me on Instagram at Christoph Lewis. And now it's time for the book challenge, and I'm reading one book a week for a year. I'm on a mission to make reading cooler than it's ever been, and I am doing it, I believe. Do you? Last week, I read Hidden War by John Norris, who is also recently on the podcast. And this week, I'm reading Build the Fort by Chris Heavely. I'm just not going to get it right. Check it out. Build the Fort. He has to do with a little company called MapQuest that used to reign before, you know, well, technology changes at the speed of insanity and light and quick things. Yesterday's conversation was conversation number 105 with the Titan, Eddie Penny. Eddie is one of the, he's just one of the most genuinely nice guys I've met. And I, you know, what's unique about this podcast, there are a lot of things, but somebody that listened to the podcast suggested Eddie, and then Eddie and I met and he got on the podcast. Like, that's badass. Keep the suggestions coming. You guys know way more people than I'll ever know. And through like networking, like by default, the more people you know, the more people you will know. So don't ever hold back and hesitate to suggest somebody. And then it doesn't take long to vet somebody to see if they're good for the podcast episode. But remember this, if you're going to suggest somebody for the podcast episode, I don't just want badass people that are doing badass things. Remember in the intro when I said, I want you to help other people? That's always a prerequisite for people that are going to be on the podcast, is people that help other people as well. And Eddie is definitely one of those guys. So thank you so much for that suggestion, and check out that podcast with Mr. Eddie Penny. He is a wonderful human being, powerhouse, and he is doing some great things out there. Today, I'm going to speak with you about think good, feel good. So let's get into it. So yesterday I had this post, pretty popular post on Instagram, so I thought I'd dive a little bit more into it. I shared this thought that I had today, because you know these quotes that I post on Instagram are literally, some of them obviously coincide with things that other people say in quote, you know, it's some of these, it's easy to have the same thoughts as somebody else when you're thinking about a growth mindset. But what I said was, quote, if you think good, you'll feel good, end quote. And what I meant by that is, I'm going to read the comment real quick that I wrote on there, my caption, and then I'm going to dive deeper into it. I said, when I'm feeling just okay or meh, I ask myself why and say what I'm grateful for then and there. Right then and there, I immediately get a surge of positivity pulsing through my body that completely eliminates any negative or mundane feeling I may have acquired going about my day. I am literally triggering dopamine into my own body, or at least it feels good. I get this surge of positivity, which is chilling, and my day brightens up, and I feel 100% better and unstoppable to conquer the task at hand and the rest of the day. I challenge you right now, while you're listening, I challenge you to teach yourself, your body and your mind, these types of tricks. And it's not really a trick, it's just something that you have to practice and engage. And there were some really, really, really great comments on this post, and I honestly believe in everything that we talked about in there, so I would check it out. There's some really good conversations going in there, people asking each other a bunch of things. So why did I post this? Like, you guys know, I quit a perfectly good job, moved from a perfectly good house, from a perfectly good area, you know, from Washington, D.C. It just wasn't for us, wasn't for my family. We moved back down to Virginia Beach, Norfolk area, which we love. We're a few blocks away from the Bay, and we just absolutely love being off the Chesapeake Bay. It's so good for the kid. And sometimes you have to do things like that in your life. Despite everything I just said, for finding another job that I actually like even more, being more aligned with the things that I'm good at in life, I was like going about my day today when I was in training. Like, it's not that hard. I'm just training and learning about things. You guys know how it is when you start a new job. And I'm just like feeling meh, and I'm feeling just okay. And I'm like, why do I feel this? And I went right to my whiteboard that you guys know is right behind my computer where I record everything, where I interact with everything. And I wrote on here, if you think good, you'll feel good. And I said, dude, what are you doing? Like, how could you just feel meh in this moment? I know it gets boring sometimes training, and you're probably saying to yourself right now, you can't feel great all the time, man. And I get that. And I don't think so either, because, you know, there's things like yin and yang, and to have good, there must be bad, you know, and to have bad, there must be good. And you have to have this variance in life. And I understand you can't be high all the time on the beauty that is life. But what I'm saying, though, when you understand your mind and your body to the point where you feel and you see yourself slipping into this just okay or meh attitude where you're just going about your days, well, just think about it. Take a step back and ask yourself why. Say what you're grateful for. I can tell you, honestly, sitting at my desk, or standing, it's a standing desk as I'm recording this right now, which you should get. It's super awesome. Quick tangent, but as I was standing at my desk and I said those words out loud, if you think good, you'll feel good. And then I immediately went into gratitude, which we've discussed a lot here on the podcast through guests and other avenues. When you have gratitude in your life, you go through a list of all the things that you're grateful for. I said I quit a good job. I risked it all for this other job that I didn't even get hired at some other jobs. I risked it all. I went way into debt on the risk of doing all this stuff to come down here, and it paid off. It paid off. I got the job. My family's happy. We're in a place where we want to be. All of these things. I did it. I put in the work, and it sucked, and it was hard, and it was stressful, and I lost the money at the time. But here I am, and I'm back stronger, happier, more lessons learned. And damn it, I'm grateful for taking the risk and everything that my family has now because of that, and because of the support I get from my wife and my family. That is a surge that I can't even wrap my head around. My body literally pulsates with positivity when I talk to myself like that in my head. If you think good, you'll feel good. Stop feeling sorry for yourself and work hard. But work focused, like we were saying. Don't just go out there and work hard. Work hard. Work focused. Know what you want to do and get it done. If you really want to do it, you'll do it. And if you're feeling just okay, if you're feeling just meh, ask yourself why. Is this really how I can and should be feeling right now? Is this warranted? Am I not grateful for everything I have? And this is not to say that you can't feel ungrateful, like we were saying, and you can't feel mad. Like, experience that. That's life. We're human beings. That's beautiful. Embrace those emotions. But if it continues to be bad, ask yourself why. And if you can make a change, make the change. Be grateful for the opportunity to make the change. Even in the worst of times, you still have control of your mind, and nobody can take that from you ever. Google Viktor Frankl and get back to me. This is an incredible journey of which is our life. And you have more control over it than you think you do. One of the biggest pillars that this podcast stands on, that I stand tall upon, is telling you and myself to not sell yourself short. So go out into the world, embrace the surge of positivity, get chilled to the core and brighten up your day, and go out there and you feel 100% better and unstoppable to conquer the task at hand and the rest of your day. I challenge you to go out there, and it's not going to be easy. Some of the conversations we had on this post were how it isn't easy, but we can physically and mentally change our state of mind with only our thoughts. It sounds obvious, but it's incredibly underutilized. You have to be obsessed about how to make your mental state better. You have to be obsessed about mitigating negative thoughts. You don't have to eliminate them, but mitigate them. Remember, we talked about it yesterday and the day before. You don't want to completely mitigate it. You need to know what you're working with, but go out there, subscribe, and yearn for growth. Simply, constantly, and consistently articulate to yourself that you do have control and that you want to be better. If you make it hard, it's going to be difficult for you. If you say it's going to be simple to go out there and practice this consistency of mindset, it's going to be simple. It may not always be simple, but it will be simple when you keep up on it, just like practice with anything. I know you can go out there, and I know that you can go out there and just crush it and not sell yourself short. So go out there and do it. I challenge you. So it's time for a recap. It's really simple. I'm keeping the recap short. Think good, feel good. If you think good, you'll feel good. Go out there and practice this right now after that episode ends, and go out there and help some other people feel the same way too. When you think good and you feel good and then you feel good, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others. Share it with the world. And let's spread this stuff around, and you can make a bigger impact than you think you can make. And we can do it together. And no, I don't think that's lame. I truly believe that. All right, my friends, thank you so much, so much for this. There was just such great feedback, like I said, on this yesterday, and I was so impassioned about talking about it. And obviously, you can hear a little bit. I just know how much it can affect me when I work on talking to myself positively. And inversely, I will say before we get out of here today, don't talk to yourself negatively. Don't say, oh, I'm an idiot, or oh, that was dumb, or oh, anything like that. You know, don't go out there and say these negative things about yourself, because even the tiny stuff matters about you. If you're saying the tiniest stuff repeatedly about yourself day in and day out, like, oh, I'm a screw up. Oh, I messed up again. Oh, that's so dumb. I keep on making that mistake. Stop making the damn mistake and go out there and stop saying that bad stuff about yourself, because what you say about yourself matters. And that's what this whole podcast was about, the inverse of that. What you say matters, and it can be applied either way. So understand that and embrace it and utilize it for you, for good, for what you want to do to live that better life and to help other people out. If you guys enjoy this episode, I would highly appreciate it to head over to iTunes and rate 5 stars. It really helps the algorithms out there on the podcasting worlds. Rate 5 stars. That massively helps as well. And honestly, just reach out to me on Instagram, follow me there, and just say what's up. Shoot me a direct message and I'd love to chat. Thank you for listening, but please don't only listen. You guys know you have to apply this stuff. The whole episode was geared towards going out there and applying this stuff, because you can listen to all this best advice, the best podcast, read all the books that we talk about on the book challenge, but if you don't apply it, it doesn't mean a thing. So go out there, apply it, have the best Tuesday ever, and I'll see you guys tomorrow.